What's happening, what's everybody?
What's going on, dude? Welcome to the jungle. I don't know the song.
Welcome to the jungle.
Yeah. Oh, hey. Happy Trans Visibility Day tomorrow.
Yeah, to you too. Easter is dead.
Yeah.
The taste of sperm in my... Wait a minute.
The taste of sperm? Is that what Bud Light tastes like?
Evidently.
Oh, man. Well, yeah.
So officially, I don't think that's
so officially
true.
Yesterday, Biden made March 31st Trans Day.
Yep.
Knowing that tomorrow is Easter, he decided...
So here's the actual thing about it, right? And it says, now therefore, this is from WH.gov. Now therefore, I, Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution of and laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim March 31st, 2024 as Transgender Day of Visibility.
What does that mean?
They're no longer see-through.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. Before, they were see-through.
Well, yeah.
Not the one that the fucked up Bud Light, because Bud Light was cool before. You could definitely see him.
I used to drink Bud Light, but it was a pure taste thing, and I switched to Coors Light. I'm definitely a Coors Light guy.
You know, when I was in the Marines, there was a beer the Bud Light put out called Bud Light with Lime that probably is super gay, but you know what? It tasted delicious, and I drank the fuck out of it.
But you were in San Diego, too.
Yeah.
So that's a Southern California.
It was kind of like a Corona with Lime, but it already had lime in it. It was delicious.
And it was probably half the price of fucking Corona.
You can't even buy anymore.
Corona's fucking expensive as shit.
Yeah. Corona is way too expensive.
Well, now you get those Bud Light seltzers.
It literally tastes like shitty piss. Weird. It's not good.
But when you're 22 years old, you don't know any better anyways. Just like Bud Light didn't know any better. Before.
Yeah, yeah.
You think Joe Biden drinks Bud Light?
I don't know if Joe Biden knows anything. Joe Biden didn't make this fucking order. He didn't even know what day it is. Yeah. So it wasn't him exactly, but still has his name attached.
He's all of our president, guys.
He sure is.
We're not talking down hearts. We're not talking down about the... Well, we have to talk down to the president.
Only because he's probably on the floor because he fell over.
Again.
Yeah.
But hey, you know what? It's National Bud Light Day. Cheers.
It's National Trans Day.
National Trans Bud Light Day. I'm not drinking this.
This is much better.
I haven't had a Bud Light since last night. No, my fucking dumbass friend from New Hampshire. He's whatever. You do you. I don't give a shit. But he comes from New Hampshire. He stops over. Stayed here a couple nights. And Josh... I have a podcast coming out. I'll drop it on the Baldy and Big Guy and the Bar is Open channels. But he shows up with a 12-pack of Bud Light. He's like, hey, do you want me to stop and get beer? I was like, sure.
Assuming he'll get Coors.
Anything.
Corona, Voodoo Ranger.
One of those IPAs that I won't drink either.
Great IPAs. I probably won't drink. Remember that huge wine bottle of fucking beer I brought?
Beer a couple weeks or a month ago or whatever.
Fucking nasty.
We fucking finished it, though.
It was actually the first thing I've drank in almost a week, 2 weeks.
How's your... Oh, I wanted to ask you. So, this is a thing for dudes. We're recording before noon today.
Oh, yeah.
So, we got to start it off with a michelada. Oh, the breakfast of champions. Modelo chelada. So, one of the things when you get a certain age, or whatever, is your testosterone starts to drop down
just
there
like
a little
winner.
Bit. Yeah, well, no. That gets bigger, your balls start hanging lower.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah, gravity takes effect.
Yeah.
It's kind of like chick's tits, right? Eventually, they're going to be around their knees.
Jake's tits? Who's Jake?
Chick's tits.
Oh, chick's tits, yeah.
Who's
yeah.
Jake? Why did that come to mind?
I thought you said Jake's tits.
You know
tits.
A dude
no
with tits?
Well, no.
Stop it. But you got your, so you can go, there's places where you can go
get tested.
Yep. And they'll prescribe you stuff.
Yeah, so
I'm not a doctor.
I have all the stuff. I went to pick up my prescription yesterday. And I got to see.
Okay, cool.
Well, I went to go pick up yesterday. I went to CVS and they're like, your name's not here. I was like, that's weird because I called. That's where I told them to pick. So then I was like, well, the reason I told them HEB. So then I went over to HEB across the street. They didn't have it either. So I was like, well, motherfucker. I called the place. They're like, we're observing Trans Memorial Day. So we're closed for the day.
Translucent Memorial Day.
Yeah. So. They were closed yesterday. I couldn't call them. I'd call them Monday and
okay,
get my
that's cool.
prescription. But yeah, I'll start that on Monday.
How did what did your numbers come back at?
So according to him, he said normal numbers are between like 300 and I think he said 800.
Yeah, but that's like that.
It's a huge gap. So my numbers, he's on the very low side of normal. I was 320.
Okay, that's basically what I was about. But I'm also
other guys who I know take testosterone.
Yeah,
I asked them like, hey, what was your number when you tested? And they're like, oh, 300, 320, 340.
That's
and
like
everybody's riding that low
baseline,
which I think for us guys, because you're a little bit older than me. Mm-hmm. What? Maybe 10 years older?
Something. Seven?
Seven,
eight, something like that.
So you're not much older than me. And then all the guys who I work with, everybody's the same fucking age.
Yeah.
Jared, Jack, Caleb. Oh, Caleb's a lot younger, but they're all like 40. 39,
yeah.
40 years old. And we're all in the same exact area. But we're also, grew up the same era, ate the same foods.
Drank out of the water hoses.
Yeah. I mean, so it's kind of makes sense that we're all in the real close. Mm-hmm. Unless you grew up like, probably in Europe, it's probably a little different because their food's different.
But they're much cleaner. You know,
if you're
food.
In fucking Africa, you're just eating like meat and bugs and shit.
Oh, have you ever heard of mud cookies? Mud cookies that they make?
Mud cookies?
Yeah. It's a whole thing. Yeah, they make them out of mud because there's no fucking food there.
That's
so horrible. They literally have to eat. Anyway, that's an aside.
That's a whole other thing. But
yeah.
No, so I can kind of see why. So I'm going to go on my watch because my phone keeps going off and I don't want to keep looking at it. So anyway. my levels were
320.
Yeah, 320-ish.
That was like what mine was.
I'm looking forward to taking it, seeing how it works.
Would they prescribe you for the same like your dosage, you, like 100 to start, 100 milligrams or whatever it is?
I have to look on my,
something like that.
I got to look at my, I'm pretty sure it's the same as yours.
Give yourself a shot in the ass. It is by no means a bad thing. If your testosterone is out of whack, it can fuck with your brain, create cloudiness, like head cloud. What I mean by that is just like, right? You can't.
Yeah.
It'll help you concentrate. There's a lot of benefits to it if you need it, right? And go get checked. But that's interesting because I've been on it for a few years, testosterone, and I haven't needed to go. And I mean, you get rechecked after like a couple months.
Yeah,
your first one. That's how I was curious about that because I forgot to ask you, quite honestly. But it'll be interesting because you'll see a little bit of weight loss, especially right off the bat.
Yeah,
like it just the way your
body
responds.
Seeing how it. Like mentally how it affects me because I had all those, like I checked all those boxes of what the, you know, low testosterone does to you.
Yeah.
So it was, I'm interested to see those boxes being unchecked and like having that brain.
Give it like a couple months.
Yeah. I'm not expecting it to be right away, but I'm hoping in the next 6 months, it like is
within 6 months, dude, you're going to see fucking like, you're going to be like energy levels up, fucking libidos up. Like all of these things are going to jump through the fucking roof.
Yeah.
Especially until you get like, that's your stasis. Mm-hmm. Until that is where you're.
Well, I haven't been, I'm shooting for like the 800 area. And I haven't been in that area since I was probably in my mid-20s or low-20s.
But we didn't check back then.
Exactly. So
I don't even know what I was.
If I could feel even closer like I felt back then, it'd be amazing.
It'd be crazy.
It'd be great.
It's going to be crazy. Yeah, we'll keep track of that.
Yeah.
But to everybody that's listening or watching, I did it through like insurance. Generally, they'll cover you. But like my insurance has to be, you have to be below 300.
Yeah.
So when I went and did it, they were like, all right, we're going to test you again in a week. Because it was like, initially it was like 330, 340. They're like, we're going to try and get you below it so your insurance covered. And I was like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I'll pay for it out of pocket. But they're like, go work out as hard as you fucking can before.
Yeah, I did that the previous day.
Like, just
I
worked squats out legs, and like shit. Like, yep. Right. And then it still came back high. Or not high, but above it. So I did one where there's a place called Synergenics, which is it's like a San Antonio kind of place. That was $70 a week. So it's fucking expensive.
Yeah.
And I did that for a year and a half, 2 years almost. But you got a budget for it. Then I found out, I can just do it myself.
Yeah.
And the price difference to going to like a wellness center where they prescribe it and you go through CVS or your Walgreens or whatever is literally like $30 for those vials and 12 for like 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
And then like $12 for the needles or whatever that you need to be able to self-inject.
Yeah.
And so you're like $42 versus $240 a month.
Obvious win.
Yeah. Or $280
clearly
a month.
Clearly that's better.
Yeah. So took me a long time to figure that out, but go check it out. It's one of those things that's definitely worth it. So yeah, I'm glad.
Sure.
Yeah. See, we try and share things with you
that are helpful.
Are helpful.
Yeah. You come to Balling the Big Guy to learn.
To learn. This is an educational program.
This is an educational podcast.
Yeah.
It truly is. And something about that, you know,
drinking Modelo.
Down here in San Antonio, the Chelada Especial is what you call that, you know, that tomatoey,
Clamato
kind of drink. Actually, I had a Clamato the other day. I was a Bud Light Clamato, and it was fucking delicious. I haven't had one of those in a long time. It was really good.
Clamato. I think Clamato is...
Has clam juice in it.
But it's only in Bud Lights. It was a Bud Light Clamato,
and it was really good. But what I was going to say was, up in Oregon, where it's mostly whites...
What?
It has... when you go to this bar, like it was a real hipster bar, but it was a great bar. I don't know what it's called anymore, but...
It's not there. It burned down. It may have been in Portland.
Possibility. But you'd go to this bar and you probably could order Michelada and they might know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But what you'd order, if you wanted this drink right here, you'd order a red beer. And they would take like a what do you call a Bloody Mary? What's a Bloody Mary mix? Oh, Bloody Mary.
You take Bloody Mary mix
and then tomato mix it like juice. A shitty, like an old German or what, just a shitty lager. And then you mix it together, you get it spicy or not. And that was called a red beer, which is coming down here now, I realize. It's literally everywhere.
They can it. They literally can it.
But I don't remember seeing this. I mean, it's probably at the stores up there, too.
See, I lived in Arizona.
I don't remember.
So, like, we had these in Arizona for years and years and years. They're delicious.
But Arizona's also still around the border. Oregon's way up there.
Yeah. I lived in Salem, Kaiser area for a while. Yeah. But I was, like, 10. So I wasn't drinking beer
yet. You weren't drinking beer yet. You waited a couple years.
First time I ever drank beer was with my uncle.
How old were you then?
13.
I was going to say 13.
I went to Seattle.
Who was
that? No, I was 12.
Who's Adel?
Seattle. I went to Seattle.
Oh, so you didn't...
It wasn't Seattle.
You saw Adel. You went to Seattle.
I went... Fuck off.
All right. Anyway.
And I played... Do you remember the game Leisure Suit Larry?
No.
Oh, dude. I'm so old. Leisure Suit Larry. Yeah. All right. So my uncle worked for this company called Digital that was bought out by IBM. Mm-hmm. Right? And Digital was like a computer company. Like in the late 80s, early 90s. And my uncle's been in the tech industry. He's since retired, but his whole life, like he's a very, very intelligent guy, like a OG dude down in Seattle, worked for, you know, Digital, worked for IBM, or I think it worked Microsoft, like before Microsoft was really there, right? Mm. My brother died. He came down because he was the closest to us. My brother died in Salem. And so he drove down. This is probably like my mom was like 40, maybe, like younger, definitely younger than me when he died. But he drove down with my Aunt Brenda, who they just started dating or they were just getting together and stuff like that. Anyway, long story short, he drove me back with him to go hang out for a week. Mm-hmm. Right. And it was fucking rad because Seattle's awesome.
Especially back then.
Back then.
In the 90s.
The underground. He took me for a tour of the underground. Yep. I think I was 12 years old. Took me for a tour of the underground. We were sitting up in his apartment. I don't remember exactly where it was, but it was fucking rad. Took me to Pike's Market. We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Took me to Pike's Market, did all that shit. And then we got back to his apartment and he's like, hey, there's some beer in the fridge. And I was like, that's how I am as an uncle also.
Yeah.
Like, hey, there's some beer in the fridge. Like my nephew's 19, not 12.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have, I can't remember. I'm too old. My nephew's 20 years young. He's 27, but I don't think I did for legal reasons. but yeah, I had my first beer while I was playing this game called Leisure Suit Larry. And it was the first game where you could hire a prostitute.
Oh, it was a computer game.
It was a computer game.
Oh, you know what? Maybe I do remember that.
Right? You could hire a prostitute on the game. And it was very DOS like.
I gotta figure that out.
And you'd be like, transact $50 or $100 or whatever it was. Right? And you could go. I don't think I ever made it very far because I didn't know how to use a computer back then.
You probably wouldn't have made it very long either.
But it was also on a laptop back then.
A laptop from back then. Those were those like
that. Dude, it was thick. I remember it. I remember sitting at that.
You worked for IBM, or no? You said he worked for
a company called Digital.
Sold to IBM. Yeah. So
right. And then he moved to Singapore and lived there for years and did all the computer stuff. But dude, that was my first exposure to. I don't even remember what kind of beer it was. It was in a brown bottle.
Probably Coors. Coors. What do you call it?
Heavy.
Coors or heavy? Yeah.
I don't think they have Coors heavies.
Or no, actually, you know, it's probably a Rainier. Rainier's right there.
And it might have been a Rainier.
The Rainiers are basically Coors.
Holy shit. I'm like, it's coming to mind. I remember sitting.
If you're going up I-5, you literally drive past Rainier.
Mount Rainier.
Yeah. Oh, no, you drive past a Rainier brewing place too.
Mount Rainier is right there too.
Canyon place.
Just for geographically challenged.
For anybody who has no idea where Seattle is but knows where Mount Rainier is, which is fucking weird.
I love like,
I don't know where Seattle is.
Oh, but same,
Mount Rainier. Yeah,
I got that same one. Trip, dude. We were my mom and dad came up to pick me up. And I'm kind of wondering what my other brother did. Like, where the fuck was he? I don't remember. Came to pick me up, and we were, like, walking down a sidewalk, right? And we dipped into this little, like, Elvis kind of, like, you know, like, shop. One of those types of places that has, like, just knickknacks and shit like that. While we're inside, two bums get into a fight right outside. And a dude knifes a guy.
Oh, shit.
And then slashes his face, right? And I'm like 12. I'm like, what in the fuck is happening?
And that's why you went home and drank.
No, this is after I had a Rayad beer. I didn't tell my mom about that until years later. But dude. I was like, what the fuck? My uncle's like,
welcome to Seattle.
It's the city, right? And he's like, we're just going to hang out in here. They called the cops. Cops never showed up.
Of course.
That's the neighbor's 5 GTO.
Oh, no.
Or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
If you can hear it, there's a loud rumbling in the background.
There's no way they can hear that.
And it's in the garage, and it's still rumbling. But yeah, dude had cut across his whole fucking face.
Do you remember the bum fights on YouTube?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't think it was YouTube. I think it was like VHS tapes, weren't they? Bum fights?
No, they weren't on YouTube, but they were just on the internet. It was like the beginning of the internet.
So then
Dr. That was like Phil when Kimbo Slice was backyard brawling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then Dr. Phil had the guy on his show.
Oh, and he cut and his hair.
He shows up dressed as Dr. Phil, imitating Dr. Phil.
That's classic.
And then the greatest thing about it was he was like, Dr. Phil's like, so why are you blah, 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 blah. And he was like copying back. He's like, you're doing the same fucking thing on your show. You're just making it on a TV show.
Yeah.
And I'm doing it on the VHS or whatever. Like,
do you think Dr. Phil and Oprah Winfrey are still friends?
Oh, who knows?
Dr. Phil's going woke, not woke, going the opposite of it.
Yeah, he just started his own mini coming up in Dallas. A big one. A big one.
Isn't that kind of crazy?
Yeah, I listened to his shit with, I don't know if he's going.
Well, he's kind of not.
I think he already was.
Okay.
I don't think you change when you're 60 years old.
No, yeah, probably.
But yeah, I just listened. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh, nice Mustang.
Yeah. It's not a GTO.
Mustang 5.0, you meant.
No, that's the.
Shelby.
That's what I meant. Shelby.
Nice. That was nice.
It's fucking nice, Shelby.
No, yeah, I just listened to him on Rogan, and he had a whole, podcast. It was good.
I think he's going kind of, or he's starting to speak more freely.
Yeah.
Because he's not worried about shit. Well, no, he's on his he's got his own
show. Well, he has his own network, yes. Yeah. But so is the Dr. Phil show off TV?
Yeah. I think it's been off. So. I don't watch TV.
The last one I watched was the one with take it outside, how about that, or whatever.
And that chick's a bajillionaire now.
From OnlyFans.
Because as soon as she turned 18, there was a whole bunch of creeps that just exactly. Like instantly were like, we need to see that butthole.
Exactly.
And she wanted to show it, and she made a shit ton of money. I mean, I think she was like an instant millionaire.
Good for her, but that's fucking crazy.
You know, you want to show your butthole?
And now she's like a rapper and all kinds of weird shit.
Who cares? I think she got her own fucking private plane, bro.
Probably.
I wouldn't show my butthole.
You wouldn't show your butthole for that much money.
But nobody wants to see my butthole.
That's very true.
Right? Her butthole.
Your wife wants to see your butthole. She's like, just stop.
Just stop. Dad.
Stop spreading
the juice. Daddy, stop.
No, don't.
I don't know why that came
out. No, that was. Nope. All right.
What do you got to talk about today, buddy? We'll get to some of your shit, but I've got one that I just need to get to, and I need to clear it off my chest.
Get off your chest.
It's this thing called spaghetti chicken.
Spaghetti chicken?
Yeah, it's going to take me a minute. So you go through. I got to find the fucking story because it's been around.
What annoys the fuck out of me?
Oh, I got it already.
Oh, go ahead. Right. Just go ahead and do your story first.
It's this thing called spaghetti chicken.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to blow this up. And can you see that?
Not real well. Is it?
All right.
Is it basically just ground chicken?
You guys can see it on TV.
Oh, that's gross.
So what this is that's a piece of chicken. And you're the only gastro scientist I know because you're a chef.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm calling you a gastro scientist.
Sure. I'm a gastro scientist.
Ultimately, what's happening is this chicken
I mean, it looks like it's breaking down all by itself without
it any is. Reason. They're just running water over it, and it's falling into, like, strands.
That's disgusting.
Why is that a thing?
That shouldn't
is
be
that, thing. Is that be. Genetically that's a, altered?
It has to be, or something fucked up. I would not
or like chicken. One of those McChicken, not McChickens. Can't say that because that's not the thing. But you know what I mean? Like those near meat kind of things.
I mean, it looks like something like that because that's
fucking gnarly, chicken breast right?
is a muscle. There's no, what happens to not happen, no.
So this says, she posted her experience on Facebook describing it as fake meat and claiming that it hasn't made, she hasn't made chicken off the bone since the incident.
Yeah, that's so fucking disgusting.
A while back, Beth and I, have you ever had like you cook a chicken breast? So there's different brands, right? You have like Tyson, which is kind of a shit show now. We try and get our shit from like a local Shots meat market up yeah, there, which yeah, is amazing. Same. But we bought this one, it was like Hillside Country. And it
so it basically the HEB brand.
But it's like the Walmart of the HEB brand.
Yeah, yeah. It's right? like the shitty HEB brand.
Whatever that is. Pre-packed, version. All that yeah. shit. And it wasn't, we didn't buy it intentionally. It was when you do curbside, sometimes they'll substitute shit out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm lazy and I do curbside, whatever. Fuck it. Or am I efficient? Or was Beth, I don't do any of it. I just pick it up. But they fucking, we cooked them just like we normally would.
Yeah.
In the oven, whatever. But when you cut into it, you could literally feel a different kind of texture in cutting it. And then when you chewed it, you were like, it was kind of like a popping to it. Through it. It wasn't because I overcooked it or undercooked it or anything. It literally.
Was it chicken breast?
It was chicken breast. It was this weird fucking mouthfeel. You know when something.
The last time I had chicken was from a restaurant. I haven't cooked chicken breast in a very long time, so I can't.
It was just this weird mouthfeel.
Yeah.
Like, you know chicken. Like, if you go get a chicken sandwich, you know
yeah.
how it chews through and all mm-hmm. this. It was like, it's like eating a meatball that would have been made out of rubber.
That's weird.
It was fucking weird, and that's what that fucking thing.
That's disgusting.
That's fucking disgusting,
maybe
right?
Maybe not everybody, but just chicken. Like, if I saw it myself, yeah. I would still buy chicken as of right now because I haven't seen that. It's like the whole, like, I don't believe in aliens because I've never seen them. I definitely believe that they're there. I just don't believe them.
You don't believe in chickens?
Exactly. I don't believe in chickens because I've never seen one in person.
Doesn't your boss have a bunch of chickens?
No.
Oh, really?
Yes. I don't know. Yes, he does.
He's got a farm, bro.
I don't know where we're going with that. But my point is, that's disgusting.
Well, you're the one that said birds aren't real.
Is your wife yelling at you?
No, she's sneezing.
Oh. She's like, Greg.
Yes, we record from my house. So my wife is downstairs.
Oh, she's
blasting sneezes.
She's just blasting away. Anyway, so
this is what happens when you record before noon.
Yeah, you know, it's a little early today. No, so what I wanted to tell you is
today's gonna be a good day.
What I wanted to tell you is or actually it was a two part. So it was part of like Tupac? Chef Pete Corner.
Okay.
Right? Two things. First of all, is your like go to growing up maybe,
okay.
What was your go to National Trans Day food. Like, what did your mom used to make when you go to church?
Rainbow
sprinkles.
You
go to church.
Rainbow sprinkles and milk.
Okay, obviously I'm talking about Easter. Like, what did your mom and, you know, was there ever like a traditional like...
Easter supper kind of thing? Easter
meal type thing. Because you know you have a Christmas dinner, you have sometimes you have a New Year's dinner or Thanksgiving dinner. Whatever, was there
ever I don't think I ever did.
No?
I don't think... So, again, I mentioned this earlier, my life got kind of fucked up when I was about 12 when my brother died.
Yeah.
I don't remember a lot of shit before that.
Yeah.
Because that was like such a monumental fucking fuck up in my life. Yeah. Not fuck up, but you know what I mean? Thing that fucks you up.
Yeah, for sure.
And then after that, like shit all fell apart as well. So we didn't have like even like Christmas, we didn't have like a specific Christmas dinner or stuff like that. Like our shit was just like spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
And then like meatloaf or pork chop. Like that's all I remember.
So this is like traditional, like just dinners.
Yeah. So, but like nowadays, specific. Like Beth and I have like traditional things.
What do you guys do?
Like a ham.
A ham.
It's almost like Christmas ham, but like we're going to my brother-in-law's and sister-in-law's house tomorrow. Tomorrow will be Easter for us. Go over there. They're cooking a ham.
Yeah.
That's kind of like traditional for us.
Yeah.
That's going to make, Beth makes this fucking potato casserole, bro.
What was the thing she made the other? What did she make?
What?
Oh, that was a Thanksgiving thing, the pumpkin something or other.
Oh, you're talking fucking ooey gooey pumpkin bars?
That's what it was. Oh my God, those are good.
My wife can bake. She's got a handful of things that she is that. I only get them once a year, yeah, right?
That's definitely a Thanksgiving thing.
Thanksgiving.
I was trying to think. I thought it was a Christmas thing, which it could be.
It could be any time.
Translate to an,
at Christmas, we do. She does this sausage roll loaf kind of thing.
Yeah, that's right.
She like rolls it all out.
Try this year.
I think we still have some in the freezer.
Oh, in the freezer. I was going to say.
Yeah, I think we still have like a whole one in the freezer because we saved that shit in about halfway through the year when we're cleaning out the goddamn freezer. We're like, you're right. We're like, oh, fuck, that's in there. We're like, all right, we're going to eat that for the next 2 days.
Yeah.
It's a breakfast kind of thing.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. What's yours?
Also, growing up, we kind of had the same thing. We were normally like a big, you know, Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, you got like 80 fucking brothers and sisters.
Exactly. I had a big family, which is what I was going to get to. So, like, Christmas dinner, Thanksgiving dinner, and like Easter dinner. Those are the three big, like, fancy meals of the year, right? So, normally we always have like a ham. That was our, so we, for Christmas, Thanksgiving, we always had turkeys.
Okay.
And then Thanksgiving, while I was in a ham. My dad started making a Chateaubriand, which is like a big. It's like, you know what?
Is that like one of those big loaves?
Well, you know what the filet is?
Like yeah.
Tenderloin. So a Chateaubriand is like a prime rib, but it's the tenderloin.
Okay.
So every piece is basically a tenderloin steak.
Fuck.
It's so good. It's so good. So my dad started making those not a couple years ago, because now I'm a grown man. It was when I was
like
still a teenager.
20 years ago.
But 20 years ago or so, whatever. He started making those
years. It's been like 30 years ago, because you're old
God
as fuck.
God damn it. Yeah, whatever.
You've been something like 9 or 10 or 11.
No, it wouldn't have been 30 years ago. It would have been probably 25 years
fuck
ago.
Fuck off, because 30 years ago, I was 17. Eat shit.
So he started making those. And then as an adult, you know, by myself, I didn't fucking make anything. It wasn't special for me as far as meals go. But since I've been married, since I've been down here, me and my wife always go to Black's Barbecue. And I just get.
Oh, up out near Dripping Springs?
Kind of halfway. We go to Wendy Bromfels. We just go get everything because it's a little bit of ribs, some chicken, some fucking brisket. That's been our tradition.
That's cool.
That's been our tradition lately. It's been really fun. I was gonna make a porchetta, which is one of those where you take the oh my goodness, my phone just keeps going off nonstop.
Well, his wife's texting him because they had the cops at his house earlier, but none of them were home.
We weren't home though, so. You know, you take a pork belly and you stuff it with different stuff and seasonings, then you wrap it up really tight.
I know what you're talking about. You like roll it, right?
Yeah, you roll it up and you tie it with a bunch of string, and you put it in the oven for like 4 or 5 hours or whatever, and the skin gets like a chicken.
What's it called again?
Porchetta.
Porchetta.
So that's what I was gonna make for tomorrow. I'm not making it anymore because now I'm going down to Laredo tomorrow. But
Laredo. That's like 5 hours away from here, right?
It's 2 hours. Oh. Yeah, it's only a 2 hour drive. It's not too bad.
Do you need to check on this?
Yeah, I need to check on this.
While he's checking on that, go out, like, subscribe, and do all of the things. We drop this out on Spotify, on iTunes. I think it's on iHeartRadio. I'm fairly certain, since I'm the one that's responsible for doing those things. It's out on iHeartRadio. Give us a like, subscribe. Put your comments out there. Drop comments below. Next week, I think we're going to go live. We're not sure exactly the time yet, but we will keep you posted. So you're going to have to just fucking throws the cup on out the window. But I think what we're going to do is you're going to get like back to back, which means you're going to get one ass to ass. You're going to get one on Friday, because that's when we drop this show.
Centipede style.
Centipede style.
Human centipede style.
Human I wasn't thinking. I was thinking.
Ass to mouth.
No, I was thinking ass to ass.
That's mouth to ass.
What's the one with
mouth to ass?
God damn it. What's it called? The movie. Memento. No, not Memento. The one with Jennifer Connelly. Super hot. Oh, my God.
Any of them that she's in?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hang on a second. It's got Jared Leto in it. All right. I'm actually going to put this. Jennifer Connelly. All right. Let's see if that'll come up. Requiem for a Dream.
Oh, shit. I haven't seen that forever.
That's what I was saying. Okay. The end of it.
Fuck, I don't even remember.
The creepy old dude at the end. They're double ending dildo ass to ass.
I don't remember.
All right, go Google that scene.
I don't remember.
Anyway, aside from that, sorry, ladies, the one of you to watch is. My wife. but I think we're gonna go live on Saturday. We're bouncing it around. We're not sure yet because we'll see what happens.
Which will literally be tomorrow when you guys watch this.
Yeah, it'll be tomorrow. Tomorrow,
so we're going live.
Which is a week from now.
Which is a week from today. Which is also tomorrow.
Tomorrow. It'll be the same time that we're recording basically. This now, but next week.
Bring me a little bit later in the day. Maybe not so early.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying.
But yeah,
a week it's from currently 12:39.
Yeah, so probably around like 1 or 2, like we normally.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
something more like that.
Peter's going to be nervous because he's never had to do a live. Well, he's done a live show.
Bars open, yeah.
I've been on drinking once. Oh, that's true.
Yeah, so. No, the other thing I was going to say about about that, you know, Chef's Pete's Corner.
Okay.
Do you ever, like, now you're not a big, you know, in the kitchen guy, right? I mean, you like to cook.
I can make my way around the kitchen.
But I'm not, you're not a chef. No. You're not a cook, though.
Absolutely. I know how to cook.
Are you one of those guys who likes to get, like, a specific tool for one thing? Like, here's my example. Like, a garlic press would be a specific tool for
something. I have a garlic press.
Or a cherry pitter. Like, you put, it's a whole device. No. You put cherry in and you squeeze the button. Nope. It pushes the pit out. Or.
Not like, that's too specific.
Exactly. So. I am one of those guys who absolutely fucking hates kitchen tools.
Oh, you don't geek out on those knife stupid little things.
I can do everything. Like one, yeah.
I'll do a garlic press because, I've had a garlic press for like 20 years.
Yeah,
but it's the same press exact is
one thing that I might. I don't think I have one right now.
But I
might consider. Like,
but I can also just take cool. a side of a knife and smash it, and exactly. then dice it, and then chop it.
Which is why, I don't think.
Or I'll necessary. Just go buy a jar of minced garlic.
Yeah. Well, then there's that too, for sure. Like, that's even easier.
I mean, if you
for
yeah,
sure,
yeah.
So yeah, it's just one of those things. Like, I can't stand those.
Like, what's one that? I mean, a cherry pitter. That's fucking ridiculous.
Well, cherry pitter is one of them.
Why is that?
I bought a cherry pitter because I was making like a cherry pie and I had a bunch of fresh cherries, like very fresh.
So
I didn't want to like cut each one open.
Oh, I thought you were gonna put them like, in your mouth and like.
That's how I started.
Then baby bird them in. Into a bowl.
Well, that's what I did first, and then I was like,
well, because you could pre-process them.
It wasn't very like it didn't work out. It wasn't fast enough. It
wasn't really sanitary. So I went by the
cherry
pitter,
but I bought a 5 cherry pitter where you drop 5 in and you go whoosh. But then it still sat in my pantry until
and then
I
you got moved rid of it. And then you just fucking gave just it away to Goodwill.
I left it in the house for the next person.
And then they're looking at that thing saying, "What the kind of what freak kind of weird shit
sex,
is this guy?
Sex device is this?" Yeah. They're like, "You put your balls in this?"
So. What do you think about those slap choppers?
Fucking stupid.
They're fucking efficient as shit, though.
I don't know.
Like, you could put an onion under there, and you go, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and it's done.
But you could take your knife and go, and
no, be done, too. We were talking about that a little while ago, because my wife's like, I want to be able to chop an onion and look at the camera and not cut her fucking finger off.
Well, that's why she uses a slap chopper.
But with a slap chop, I can just put it on.
Just look right at the screen.
And it's done.
Yeah. I don't know.
We don't have a slap chopper anymore. I used to.
You know, for each their own.
Did you say special things for special people?
I started that. So yeah.
Beth's a special person.
Yeah, you know, you are a special person.
I'm not saying she's special needs.
You're special to me.
Yeah, she's special.
And special to somebody else, I'm sure. There's at least one other person.
Beth, probably.
But yeah, man, I just can't stand those. And the reason I brought that up is I wanted to ask you,
okay,
what do you think would be a useful invention that we could invent? That's not obviously it doesn't exist.
Like for the kitchen, or
kitchen specifically, but it could be anything. And if you have any ideas, put them in the comments.
That's the problem with inventions. Like you don't know. Like, and I work in innovation.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that's my job.
Yeah,
to work in and find these kind of novel things, right, and try and do new fucking things.
Yeah,
and you'd be surprised. Like most patents and stuff like that, get a little into that. Most patents are like a slight adjustment to something that's already being done.
Yeah.
Or it's already made. So like patents are really hard to come by and it takes like 5 or 6 years. I've got a few of them.
You have a few patents? Oh, yeah. For your job.
Through work and stuff through the work I do. And it's usually a collective of people that work together and it's like, anyway. So coming up with like a brand new fucking novel, cool thing on the spot is hard. But you go like, all right, we could get fucking super creative and be like, I don't know, fucking, I'm short as shit. Like, how could I automate my legs to grow 4 inches taller?
Whenever you need to.
Just like, I want to be my height. I'm used to being 5'6" and a half. But if I want to be 5'10", maybe I just need those shoes that just go,
Yeah, what if you have shoes that have like a little
like a platform
button, you press a Bluetooth thing on your phone and it goes
Right, and it just like lifts me up slightly.
Just enough.
Because I was thinking like from the other side of it, it'd be like the table to lower. Well, we've already got those. Like my office has
those raising lower chairs.
Right? So I'm like, put that in as your kitchen island.
That would be actually kind of cool.
Right? So I could raise it or lower it as your kitchen island. That'd be fucking dope,
if
dude.
If you had a really big kitchen and you wanted to like be able to just eat at your kitchen island, which is like a big kitchen island table.
Like these chairs we're sitting on. These are like bar height tables. Yeah. This is a this table we're sitting at is actually a keg underneath it, like a Jack Daniels keg.
Barrel.
Barrel keg, yeah. One of the barrels. But yeah, this is not a normal size height compared to a but see what I'm saying? Like, what are you going to come up with? What have you thought about?
I was thinking about it, just taking a spoon.
Yeah.
Like using a traditional spoon that everybody uses. And then like cutting a little end piece things in the end of it. It's basically a fork as well. So it's basically both things at the same time.
Fuck off.
So I would call it something like a foon, perhaps.
A foon,
I would think.
Foon.
Yeah. So it'd be like a fork spoon. A foon. So that's what I was thinking about myself. I haven't seen one.
You know yet. What? No, this is how you improve on it even further.
What's that?
You take the handle and you put a little bunch of jagged things like this so you could cut through things. So basically you just flip over the foon and now you've got a kanafoon.
Yeah, you have a
kung foon. You have a kung foon.
You have a kung foon.
A kung foon.
And then you also have batteries installed into it. So if anybody touches your spoon that's not you, you can electrocute them from Bluetooth.
And you can put a light on it.
And a light
so
on
you
it.
Can see, you can eat in the dark. Now you've got a kafu light.
So now you have to worry about anybody like stealing your food.
A kafu light.
Your kafu light.
This is kafula.
Kafula.
Yeah. Kafu light.
So anyway, I think both of these are good ideas.
Yeah.
One possibly more than the other.
Kafu lights.
I mean, I think it's more easier to manufacture.
You make them out of fucking like diamond or something like that. Yeah. You only need one.
True. Anyway,
you get those big ass crystals that are like that long. And you have to have somebody hand mine them, and then they're gonna hand grind them. Probably get it made in Mexico for cheap as shit.
Probably.
Remember when we went there, you can get anything made in Mexico for cheap.
Oh yeah, except for
labor down there is super.
Except for your rose because they can do it for me.
Corn How's rose. That coming?
It's coming.
God damn it!
I can technically make a ponytail now.
When you get that testosterone kicking, your hair's gonna grow through the roof.
Oh, I can't wait. Did yours?
No.
Get it. Baldy and the big guy.
Testosterone doesn't do that for you. Excuse me. All right. So we will be back next week.
Yep.
With a live show. We talked about that for a second. Yep. We're also going to have more Florida Corners for you guys coming. We'll have some videos. We'll do video of the week, those sorts of things. Lots of clips coming soon as he starts posting them.
Yep. Whoops.
Quit being so goddamn busy traveling all over the place.
Oh, God.
Doing cool things.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Fucker.
I need to just have a set time so I can do this every single day because I need to just post them.
Put them. This is parent talk. We'll get back to you guys next time. But thank you guys so much for catching up with us. Tune in. Watch. Subscribe, do all the shit. Go get yourself a michelada because it's fucking Friday
and
afternoon. Modelo's
the best ones.
Modelo micheladas, definitely better. I mean, if you want a Bud Light, last week was National Trans Day.
Yeah, you can still celebrate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy Easter to all of our Christian followers. Or is that just
it's Christian? Just a holiday regardless.
It's just a holiday. Whatever you guys
Even
have.
If you're not a Christian, it's still a holiday.
Yeah, I don't know. Cheers, y'all. Love y'all. Catch you later. See ya.
Bye.